Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back. Today's Daf is Shkolim Daf Vav. We are right on top at the beginning of the Mishnah. Mas Nisan, Hamachanes Mois. One gathers some coins, he has a little savings account, a little piggy bank. He puts some coins in, one at a time, in preparation for his Machzis HaShekel. V'omar, and he announces, before he begins gathering these coins, he says, Harei Elu L'Shikli, these are meant for my Machzis HaShekel, and it turns out that he ends up with more than he needs. He discovers that he has in excess of what is required for Machzis HaShekel. So what happens to that added, that extra money? V'shami Oimrin, the extra goes for Nadava, used for the Mizbeach. They would buy oilois for the Mizbeach. Why? Because although his real intention was to collect for the Machzis HaShekel, nevertheless, say Beishamai, this is discussed in the Gemara Nozer, that even Hegdash Betos, an inadvertent, unintentional Hegdash, has a din of Hegdash. Hegdash has its own powers. So even though he had no intention of adding to the required amount, but since he made a blanket announcement, he says Harei Elu L'Shikli, without specifying that anything beyond Machzis HaShekel amount will not be Kodesh, Hegdish is applied even in this case, and therefore anything beyond the Machzis HaShekel amount goes L'Nadava. Ubisel Oimrim Mois from Chulin, the leftover is Chulin. Hegdish Betos, that's not Hegdish. And all he really wanted to do was to be Magdish the amount needed for Machzis HaShekel, no more. Therefore, the leftover is Chulin. She'avim Eihen Shikli. What if he switched around the wording? He's gathering together some coins, and he says, my Shekel will be brought from these. So he switched around the term here. Instead of these are for my shekel, she'avi mehen, from them, from these coins, from this fund, I will supply my Machzis HaShekel. In this case, all agree, shavin, shamois erchun, the leftover, meaning any amount in excess of Machzis HaShekel, is chun. He clearly said, I only want to be magdish what I need for the Machzis HaShekel. It says, oh, he conditioned it, he made it tonight. Only that amount is kaddish and the rest not. Continues the Mishnah, with a similar case regarding gathering money in preparation to purchase a Korban Chatos. So he's gathering some coins, a penny, a nickel, a dime at a time, and he says, Elu L'Chatosi, these are designated for the purchase of my Chatos. Shavin Shamayis Nadav, in this case, all agree. Anything that's left over, anything he doesn't need for the Chatos, has Kedusha. It goes L'Nadav. The Gemara soon will explain why. The point is that a chatos doesn't have a predetermined value. There's no set amount. You can purchase an expensive chatos. So really, every coin in that piggy bank has potential kedusha. Unlike Machzis HaShekel, which is a set amount. Here, we don't have that rationale. Therefore, everything has kedusha, and anything that he doesn't actually need goes l'nadava. That's because he says, Elu l'chatosi. What if he says, She'avi mehen chatosi? I'm gathering these coins so that I can use them to purchase my chatos from them. Oh, here all agree, there's no concern. Shavin shamayser chulin. All agree that the leftover, the unneeded amount is chulin, because once again he switched around the terms. Instead of these are for my chatos, he says, I'm going to purchase my chatos from these, indicating that he only wants to be magdish what is needed. So we have two cases. When he says, she'avi mehen, I'll bring my shekel or my chatas from these coins, all agree anything unneeded is chulin. However, if he says, hare'elu, then it depends. Hare'elu l'chatasi, anything that he doesn't need is a nadava. But hare'elu l'shikli, according to Beis Shammai, the excess amount is kaddish because it's a hegdish betos. According to Beis Hillel, the leftover is chulin. So why do we have this difference between chatos? We all agree Hari Elu Lechatosi, leftovers in the Dov. And by Shekel, we have a Shiloh. According to Beis Silo, we say, it's not what he had in mind. He only wanted to be Magdish the required amount, the leftover Schulin. Why that difference between Shekel, where it's Schulin, and Chatos, where it's Kaddish? Amar Bishimon, very simple. Ma ben Shkolim Lechatos, why is there a difference between Shekel and Chatos? Eloshel Shkolim, Yeshlin Kitzvah, because Shkolim have a set amount. That's all he wanted to be Magdish. The Machtos are Shekel, therefore the rest is Schulin, according to Beis Silo. The chatas ain't no kitzur. The chatas doesn't have a set amount. It fluctuates. You can buy a very expensive animal. So technically, every coin in this savings account is roi for chatas and can have kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees with this rationale. He says, shkolim have no fluctuation? And perhaps Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain Beishami's approach. Why? By Hara Elu Lishikli, Beishami say that the moisture is nedava. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I maintain that even shkolim sometimes can fluctuate. Afle shkolim ain lohen kitzvah. Even by shkolim, there's no set amount, because although all of Yisrael had to give the same amount, but whatever that amount is, it fluctuated based on the history. Meaning, at different points in history, they established different types of amounts. And therefore, technically, all the coins in this savings account can be used for the Machzis HaShekel. It has potential Kedusha if they should so decide to increase the amount of Machzis HaShekel. As he explains, Shekeshe'olu Yisroel min HaGoyle, when Yisroel returned from Golus and they were in dire need of funds for the building of Beis HaMikdash, so they instituted a very high tax. HaYishoyklin Darkoinus. All of Yisrael were required to give darkoinus, which were those gold coins we discussed yesterday, which actually have two slime in them. It's four times machzis hashekel, right? Each sela, the commonly used currency sela, had two shkolim, commonly used shkolim, meaning in the lashonis of Chazal, it was a sela which had two shkolim, but the shekel shetura equals the seller, right? A shekel shel Torah is worth double today's shkolim. So shekel shel Torah equaled a seller. A machzis shekel shel Torah equaled a half a seller. They donated darkoinis. A darkoinis is two slime. That was initially when they needed lots of money. Chazru lishkol slime. Then, when the coffers filled up, they went down to slime. Still more than a machzis hashekel. A sela is two machzis hashekels. So that's what they all gave, a sela a person. Chazru lishkol tivin. Later on, they bumped it down to tivin. Tivin are actually a half a sela. Half a sela. It's a machzis hashekel. Bikshu lishkol dinrin. Then they wanted to go down even further. A dinar per person, which is half of a machzis hashekel. Because a sela is a shekel shel Torah. A seller has 4 dinar. A machzis shekel shel Torah is a half a seller, which has 2 dinar. And they wanted to go down to 1 dinar a person. So it started darkoinus, 2 slime. Next step was a seller, which has 4 dinar. It went down to a half a seller, which is a machzis shekel, 2 dinar. And they wanted to go down even further, to dip down below machzis shekel, 1 dinar per person. But the kibul man, Chacham didn't accept it. You can't dip down below the minimum requirement of a machzis shekel shel Torah. You can increase if you want. And therefore, you couldn't go below and give dinar. In any case, Rabbi is making a point. We see that even machzis shekel fluctuated throughout different points of history. Omer Rabbi Shimon, still, you can't compare to chatas. Ava became yad kul and shove. Even when they instituted all these various taxes and different amounts, but it was a set fee for all equally. So when he's gathering these mois for the shekel, he knows what he's getting himself into. He knows that it's going to be what everyone else is giving today. It's not an undetermined amount. Aval chatas, when it comes to chatas, it's an unknown. Zevme mevi b'sela, depending on your generosity. This fellow will bring a chatas worth a sela. Zevme mevi b'shtayim, the other one will bring one worth 2 slime. V'zeh maybe v'sholish, the other one bring one more 3 slime, depending on your generosity and your level of tshuva. In any case, chatos is different than shekel. Chatos is, in its very essence, an unknown, an undetermined value. And therefore, says Rav Shimon, we understand why when he says hare'elu lichatosi, anything left over after purchasing that chatos isn't a dollar, because potentially the entire content of that savings account could have been applied and was designated for chatos. Therefore, the leftover is kaddish. Whereas by shkalim, it's different. There's a preset amount. Anything beyond that was not what he had in mind. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, it's a hegdish betos and it's chulin. It says the Gemara, Machanes v'chu. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yossi said in the shem Rabbi Lezer, ma pligin, when does the machlekes in the Mishnah apply? Machlekes between Sham and Beis Hillel. B'machanes preitret. When he's gathering a prutis, one coin at a time. And it turns out that he has more than he needs. Aval ba'imer elu l'shikli. But suppose he takes a scoop. He scoops out a handful of coins from his treasure chest. And he says, elu l'shikli. In that case, kol amal moidi. Everybody agrees. Shamoisru nadava. Even Beis Hillel agree that he left over. Meaning, whatever is there in excess of the masa shekel is nadava. Why? Because unlike this fellow who's gathering coin and coin at a time, he doesn't know what's going on. He's caught by surprise when he finds more than he needs. In that case, Beis Hillel says it's heglish betos, and it's not heglish. But here, he took a scoop. He knows there's a good chance there's more than he needs, and he didn't hesitate to say elu l'shikli, which shows that he wants the entire content of his hands to be full, to be kaddish. And therefore, Moisir Nadav. That's the first approach. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Beva, b'shem Rabbi Lezer, they have a different approach, a different version of Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Just the opposite. Ma pligin. In what case is there a machlekes? When does the machlekes in our mission apply? B'mechanes proitret, when he's gathering coins. Aval ba'imar elu shikli, but if he takes a scoop and he says, elu shikli, kula alma moi, they all agree? Shamoisir Nchulet. At the leftover is chulin. Why? They adopted a different approach. They say, look, when he's gathering a coin at a time, so he doesn't know what's going on. And when he announced it's for my shekel, the announcement applied to the entire thing. But in this case, where he takes a scoop and he knows full and well that there might be extra money here, and all he wants is to be mekadosh to machzor shekel. That's the purpose of him scooping that money. So his heglish only applies to what he needs for machzor shekel or not beyond that. So we have two opinions on both sides of the spectrum. According to the first approach, scooping is worse because he's holding money. He's saying, this is my shekel, knowing that there might be extra there. Evidently, he intended on being machzor the entire thing. The second version takes it to the other extreme. No, just the opposite. Taking a scoop of money, knowing that there might be extra. In that case, we say, no. He's cognizant. He's aware of what he's doing. And he only wants to acknowledge what he needs. So let's stop for a second. We have three cases so far. We have a case where he says, Sha'avi Mehen, I'm going to use this pile of money. I'm going to purchase from this echatas. From this my shekel, all agree, only thing that is kaddish is what he actually needs. When he is saving up coins, and he says, hare'elu, so hare'elu l'chatasi, it's all really suitable for the chatas, because the chatas doesn't have a set amount, therefore the entire thing is kaddish. Hare'elu shikli, v'machlekes. B'shamay say, the excess is kaddish, heglish v'toas have a heglish. So he'll say, no, heglish v'toas is not heglish. Now we have a third case in the Gemara. He took a scoop of money. We have two approaches. Either all agree the leftover is chulin, that's not what he had in mind, or perhaps all agree the excess is nadava, because his announcement applied to the entire scoop. Amar Rav Chiya masnisa mesayi l'Rabbeivi. Our Mishnah supports Rabbeivi, who holds that what? That when you have a scoop, the extra is chulin. This not. Omar Rav Shimon, ma ben shkolim l'chatas. Why is there a difference between shkolim and chatas? By Chatas we say the extra is Nadava. By Shkolim we say the extra is Chulin. And the Gemara is assuming that we're speaking about a scoop. We're going to see soon. So what's the difference? Elasha Shkolim Yeshlan Kitzra. Shkolim have a set amount, and therefore anything in excess of the amount is Chulin. Well, the Chatas say no Kitzra doesn't have a set amount, therefore the entire thing is in a double. Says the Gemara, Manan Kayaman. What are we speaking about? What's the case that he's coming to address? Imba Imer Sha'avim Hen Shikli. That he says, I'm going to bring my shekel from these. There's no discussion there. Kol Amu Maidi, all agree. Sha'am Maishran Chulin. The leftover is Chulin. Imba Imer Sha'avim Hen Chatosif. He says, I'm going to bring my Chatas from these. Kol Amu Maidi, all agree. Sha'am Maishran Chulin. Here as well, the leftover is Chulin. As we just discussed in our Mishnah. Sha'avim Hen indicates that he's conditioning it. Only what I need, what I absolutely need, is Kaddish. So we have no difference between Shkolim and Chatas in that regard. Apparently, Rav Shimon is not coming to address that case. Ela kein anon chayamin. Apparently, we're speaking about the following case. Ba'imer elu l'shikli. When he scoops up a handful of coins and he says, these are for my Shkolim. And there we see a difference between Shekel and Chatas. Shkolim al yidei shekutzvasa min ha-Torah, moisor and chulim. When he's gathering and saving for the Master Shekel, which has a set amount, we say, only the required amount is Kaddish and the rest not, according to Beis Hillel, because that's not what he had in mind. In any case, we see, the Gemara is assuming that we're speaking about a scoop of coins. And we say, Meisoron Chulin. Anything beyond what's needed is Chulin. As opposed to Chatos, when he scoops up for the sake of a chatas, over there we say, since minatari is no set amount there, you can bring as expensive as a chatas as you want. Moisar and a dove, the leftovers and dove. So we have a raya. To which shita? To Rabbeva, b'shem Rabbi Lazar, who says, if you have a scoop of money, and you say, hara'elu l'shikli, the leftover is chulim. Says, well, ma'avadla, if that's the case, then we have a kasha on the other version. Rabbi Yosef, in the name of Rabbi Lezer, said that when you have a scoop, the leftover is nedava. We have a kasha from our Mishnah, which indicates that the leftover is chulin. Ma'avadla, Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rabbi Lezer, what's he going to do with the Mishnah? Patala, he's going to interpret the Mishnah, but mekanis preitrit. He didn't take a handful of money. Was speaking that he gathered one coin at a time. It could be Silel. And Rav Shimon is simply explaining Beisil Shita. That's not the topic of our discussion. We're speaking about taking a handful of coins. That's not what Rav Shimon is speaking about. He's referring back to the Mishnah of Hamekanes Mois. He's gathering one coin at a time. It turns up that there's more than he needs. In that case, Beisil say, anything in excess of the required amount is Hegdash Betos and considered Chulin. Rav Shimon is addressing that. Why by Shekel do we say it's Chulin? Because we're speaking about something which has a predetermined amount. And he had no intention of being Mekadosh more. Whereas by Chatos, which has no set amount, even something which was unused is Nedava. Says more another Kasha, Vatanir, we learned in the next Mishnah, Moiser Shkolim Chulin. Leftover monies by Machzah Shekel is called Chulin. The Gemara is assuming once again we're speaking about a handful of money. Leftovers is a Chulin. That's a Kasha on the first version, B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, that leftovers in this handful of money is, isn't it dumb? Potter law, he interprets it once again, B'Machan is Preitrit, G'Besil. We're not speaking about scooping out a handful of coins. We're speaking about gathering, saving up one coin at a time. It turns out there's more than he needs. Yeah, in that case, that's different. He didn't expect it. It's Hegdash Betos, and it's Chulin. Continues the Gemara after the parenthesis. Hamar for Shikle. Suppose he designated a shekel for his Machzah Shekel. V'sovar shu chayv. He figured that he's chayv to give. V'nimtza shein chayv. It turns out that he's not chayv. His father-in-law gave a shekel on his behalf. So the whole thing was a mistake. Like Kaddish, the whole thing doesn't become Kaddish. Why? Even according to Beis Shammai, that hold that a Hegdash Betos works. But here, he's not a Bar Chiv. He's not a candidate for Machzor Shekel. He is not chayev. And therefore, he cannot generate Machzor Shekel. We have another case. Hamafer Shnaim. He was mafresh two separate coins, a double Machzor Shekel. He thought for some reason that he owes two. V'savar shu chayev shtayim. He thought that he's chayev shnaim. V'nimtzu sheni chayev lechel. It turns out he only chayev one. Oh, he says, sheni maya avidla. The second one, maya avidla. What should he do with it? Is it chulin? Is it nadavah? Says the Gemara, nishma ana min adavah. We can bring a raya from the following halacha, which is very similar to this one, concerning a korban chatos. Hifrish chatos. He was mafresh korban chatos. V'savar shu chayev. He thought he ate chalev. He has to bring a chatos. V'nimtzu sheni chayev. It turns out that he's not chayev. Loi kodsho, the korban is not kodesh. It never started to begin with. Hifrish shtayim. He was mafresh two chatos. He thought he ate chalev and dam. He needs two korbanos. V'savar shu chayev shtayim. He thought he needs two. V'nimtzu sheni chayev lachas. It turns out that he only chayev one. Oysa shniya mat avila. What do you do with the second korban? Eloroya, you let it roam and pasture until it gets a mum, and you sell it, you take the money, and you apply it for the nedav and Beis HaMikdash. So just as we know that this halacha applies to the extra chatas, hachanami, elul nedav, here as well, when he was mafresh a double portion of Machzor Shekel, the second one goes in the nedav. He used it to purchase the oilis for the Mizbeach. The more figures, it's a good equation. We compare Machzor Shekel to the Chatos. The Gemara responds by saying, not necessarily. V'koi, here, heich, how? Oymer, at eila, how do you say this? Meaning, perhaps there's a way to differentiate that by Shekel, anything beyond what you need is called Moisar, or perhaps called Chulin. It's different than a Chatos, where each Chatos on its own is a separate carbon. You don't know which one to use, which one not. Therefore, one works and the other one is on a double. Both have kedusha. Whereas by money, perhaps adding more than you need is just called adding more money. It's not called two separate machzor shekels. But actually, the Rambam paskens, like this Gemara, that when one is mafresh, two machzor shekels simultaneously, they're both kedush. Look, each one is a machzor shekel. Which one are you going to expel? Which one are you going to delete? So each one has power. And therefore, the Rambam says, use one for your Machzor Shekel, and the other one is also Kaddish, and use for Nedava. So, in conclusion, we had five cases. He was Mafresh a Shekel. Turns out that he's not Chayiv to give that Shekel. That money is Chulin. He was Mafresh two at a time. The second one is Nedava. He gathers together coins and he says, I'm going to bring my Shekel from these. I'm going to bring my Chatas from these. Anything that's unneeded is Chulin. He collects some money and he says, Hari Elu for Chatos, the leftovers in the Dava, because a Chatos can be very expensive. And therefore, everything there can potentially be applied and attributed to Kedusha's Chatos. If he says, Hari Elu for my Shekel, I have Machlekes. Veshama say, the leftovers in the Dava, because it's Hegdash Betos, and that's Hegdash. Pesil say, it's Chulin. Hegdash Betos is not Hegdash. If he scooped up a handful of money and he said, Hari Elu for my Shekel, we have two versions of the Gemara. According to one approach, the leftovers in the Dava. According to the other approach, the leftovers, Achu. Continues the Gemara, Abiyuda Omer, and he related the story that throughout history, they actually tinkered with the amount of the Machzor Shekel. It started with Darkoinis, went down to Sloim, to Tivin, to Dinrin. Says the Gemara, Darkoinis, those are Dinrin, those are gold coins, which have a value of 2 Sela. Chazru Lishko Silin, they went down to Sloim. What is that? Kishmon. As we know today, a Sela. Chazru Lishkol Tivin, they went down to Tivin. What's a Tivin? Palgi Silin, half Selas, which is really a Machzor Shekel. Bikshu Lishkol Dinrin, they wanted to dip down. One dinar per person. That's a half of a half of a shekel. That's too little. Kraten. The Taklun Chadden says, Kraten is a quartin, like a quart, a quarter of a gallon. So they wanted to give a quarter of a Sela, right? A Sela has 4 dinar. They wanted to give 1 dinar per person. And they didn't accept it because you can add to the Machzor Shekel of the Torah, but you can't deduct. At a minimum, you must give a Machzor Shekel, which are 2 dinar, half a sel. Because of the following pasuk, what do we say? They didn't accept it. We accepted, we established upon ourselves mitzvah to give a shlishis hashekel, so a third of a shekel in those days were like a half a shekel today. Shlishis shekel v'shana avoid this v'silkenu for the Beis HaMikdash. So they couldn't dip down below a half a shekel. Rav Chalke b'shem Rav Acha said like this. Mikan, from this pasuk we learn, we have a drasha to teach us how they would do the Trumas HaLishka. We learned back on the base, three times a year, they would go into the room with the shkolim and separate a certain amount. And going to see Bez Hashem later on in the Masechta, they would take kupos, these boxes, these containers. Three of them, each container would hold three sa'a. So it's three times three, meaning three times a year, they would take a Trumas HaLishka, which involved three boxes, three containers. Each Trumas HaLishka required three containers, and each container contained amount of three sa'a. The fact that the pasuk here says, Shlishis HaShekel B'Shana, this is a drasha remez, Shlishis is like triple three, three times three. Mikan Shetzorach Adam L'Shalish, actually, sorry, it's going to be the next Gemara. But first he learns halacha like this. Shlishis teaches us three times. Mikan Shetzorach Adam L'Shalish Shikloi Gimel Pam B'Shana. From here we learn that a person should give tzedakah three times a year. Some of Farshim say this has to do with the Yomim Tovim, to supply the poor people three times a year. Mikan she'im atrichin alat zibur. From here we learn that we don't burden the public. We don't make more than three appeals a year. Yoyse megimu pam b'shana. That's what we learn from Shlishis. It's thrice yearly. Three appeals, three donations. Here comes that Gemara is referring to. Omar of Avin, from the fact that it says Shlishis, which sounds like triple three, we learn mikan legimus in, that each container used by the Trumas HaLishka contained an amount of three sa'ah. Mikan l'shalosh kupos. During each one of those Trumas HaLishka, before Pesach, before Sukkot, before Shavuos, they used three containers. Mikan l'gam l'afrashis, that this took place three times a year. So three afrashis a year. Each afrasha required three containers. Each one of those containers contained three sa'ah. Ksiv zeyitnu kol ha'ivah l'apkutim. This is the pasuk telling us about the mitzvah machsa shekel. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya interpreted the pasuk, they applied it differently. Chad Omar once said like this, L'fisha chotu b'machsas hayom. Why is a machsas shekel given? Because Klal Yisrael committed the chet of egel by chatzois. Yitnu machsas shekel. To be mechaper, they give a half a shekel. V'chad Omar, and the other one said, we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. So one said, half a shekel corresponds to the egel which took place by chatzos. Half for half. V'chadam, the other one explained, the fisher chotu b'sheishoy, since they sinned at the point of 6 hours, which is chatzos, just a different way of saying it. So the number six is highlighted. Shechotu b'sheishoy is b'yam, yitnu machsa shekel. Therefore, they have to give a machsa shekel. The other shita garmason. Garmason are these coins in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So machsa shekel contains six garmason to correspond to the chet that took place within at 6 hours in a day. Rabbi Yeshua Be, the son of Rabbi Nechemya, B'Shem, the name of Rabbi Yechem HaZakeh, explains us this. V'sha'avra l'aseres ha'dibris, because Yisrael did the eagle of the Zara, which is shokul k'neged k'la Torah kula. In effect, they were over on the aseres ha'dibris, which is the formula which contains the entire Torah. So on account of that, they have to be mechaper, they have to give a machsa shekel, a full shekel has 20 gera, the Torah says this, so a half a shekel has 10 gera. 10 gera to be machaper on the Seres HaDibris. Rabbi Brachya and Rabbi Levi said in the name of B'Shem Rabbi Shem Malokish, that V'shamachru B'chere Shal Rachel, the Shvatim sold Yosef. They sold the firstborn, the B'chere of Rachel. And how much did they get paid for it? B'eshem Kesef. They took 20 Kesef, 20 dinar. In exchange. So the mechaper on that, he kol echad ve'echad poides b'noi, a father has to redeem his son, his b'chor, his b'noi b'chor, b'esrim kesef, by paying this amount. 20 kesef means 20 dinarim. Each cell has 4 dinarim. That's why we give 5 slaim by pedina ben. 5 slaim contain 20 dinar, 20 kesef to be mechaper from mechiras Yosef. Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Levi explains as follows. Because he sold Yosef for 20 coins. And each shevet's portion comes out to how much? How many shvatim were there? Only 10. Reuven was by Yaakov Avinu, and Binyamin wasn't there. So we really only have 10 shvatim involved. Now the Takan Chantin says, well, Yosef wasn't involved. He says he was. Listen to this lashon, only on the bottom of the page. He says, V'yosef, gamkin hayu hagurim. He was also a gurim. Because of the jealousy that he generated initially, he's also somewhat held accountable. It's a big chiddush. Some learn differently, that Yosef is not part of the equation, but Reuven is, because he was still involved. He was there initially. He spoke about putting him to the bar. So he's held accountable. In any case, we have 10 shvatim who received 20 coins. Now, if you take 20 coins divided by 10, we have 2 dinar per person. That's called tivin, right? Tivin. There's two dinarim. So v'nafal ka'echad v'echad mem tiva, each one of those 10 shvatim part in the 20 coins is 2 coins, which is a machza shekel. L'fichach yeh ka'echad v'echad nois v'shikle tiva. That's why each one of Yisrael has to give a machza shekel, which they have for sela, which is 2 dinarim, which is tiva. So you have several remazim for machza shekel, whether it's a half a shekel connected the eagle, which took place at Chatzos midday, half a shekel which contains 6 garmesim to correspond to the 6th hour of the day, contains 10 gerah corresponding to the Seres HaDibros, or the machzor shekel contains 2 dinar, which is the amount that each shevet received for selling it. Says the Mishnah, Moiser Shkol Mechulim. If you have leftover money from the machzor shekel fund, it's chulin, as we explained in the previous sukkah. Moisa Asir Seifa, you have leftover from the Asir Seifa, which the Gemara will explain. Or we have a whole long list of leftovers. Now, the term Moisa, leftover, can have several meanings. It can mean that he prepared monies for these purposes and he has some leftover. It can mean that he was mafresh to carbon and it got lost, he was mafresh another one, then he found the first one. So he had a double carbon. So there's several variations of Moisa. What do you do with Moisa? Moiser kinei zavin, kinei are the pure birds, which a zav would use for his kapara. Kinei zavois, the kinei yaldois, chatois vashamois, all these leftovers. Moiser and nadava are applied for nadava, used for the oilois on the mezbeach. Zaklal, this is the general rule. Kol shu balishem chatos, umishem ashma, any carbon, chatos and asham, moiser and nadava, the leftovers nadava. Moiser oila, if you have some leftover funds from your oila fund, Loila, use it for your next oila. Moisar mincha, if you have left over by the mincha, the mincha, use it for a mincha. Moisar shlamim, le shlamim. We have one exception. Moisar pesach. A pesach, as we explained in Maseches Pesachim, is a subcategory of shlamim. We're going to see in the Gemara the pasuk for this. A pesach is very closely related to shlamim. Therefore, moisar ha pesach, if you have left over pesach, le shlamim, it's directed for shlamim use. Moisar nezirim, it was a collection throughout town to supply the carbonates of the Nazir, the Nazir, use the extra money for the next batch of Nazir. Moisar Nazir, you have some left over from your own Nazir fund, the Nadava, directed for Nadava. Omer B'yaisi, Ad Da'anot Haman, while I was there in Bavel, Shamis, I heard call a voice. Rabbi Yehuda Shal Shmo, I really asked Shmo as follows. What's going to be in a case where Hirfrish Shikloi Umeis, he was Mafish, his Machzor Shekel coin, and he passed away? What do you do with it? Amalei, you pull a nadava, use it for nadava. Next question. Moisar asiris seifa shalai. What about a kohen gadol? He brings a daily mincha called minchas chavitim, something unique to the kohen gadol, which was made from a tenth of eifa of flour. He prepared a bit too much. He has left over. What do you do? He can't use it tomorrow. It's been designated for today. So what do you do with it? Rabbi Yechon Amar, yilichem liyam amelach. Take it to the Dead Sea. Don't have enough from it. You cannot use it for anything else. Reb Lezer Amar, Yiplu Nadava. Use it for Nadava because, as the Gemara Menachos explains, according to Reb Lezer, the Minchas Chavitim, the Kohen Gadol, is referred to in the Torah as a Chatas, a form of Chatas. What happens to the Moiser of Chatas? According to the Mishnah, goes on Nadava. Therefore, the Moiser of the Asiris Eif of Kohen Gadol, according to Reb Lezer, goes on Nadava. Mas Nisa Pligal Rabbi Yechon. our Mishnah seems to be inconsistent to Rabbi Yochanan. What does the Mishnah say? Moisa shkolim is chulim. And then, Mishnah says, Moisa asir seifa. Which the Gemara presumes is referring to the Kohen Gadol's mincha. And then we go through the whole list of Moisrais, which goes on a dava, and asir seifa as well goes on a dava. So it's a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Moisa kinezava, mekinezavas, Moisa kineyaldas, chatais vashamas, Moisa on a dava. Ma avad la Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan do with this Mishnah? Pasala, he interprets it as follows. Moisar asir seifa, shemachas choite, shall call Yisrael. You know that a Mitzvah, when he was poor, he would bring a mincha. Mincha's choite. He's called a choite because it's an account of an aver. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. A mincha's choite? That's certainly a variety of it's part of the chatas species. And a moisar of a chatas calls an adaba. Of course, I agree with that. I'm disagreeing regarding the minchas chavitin, the asir seif of Kohen Gadol. That, I maintain, goes liyam melech. So in summary, if there's leftover from shkolim, it goes lechulin. If you have leftover from chatas, asham, nazar, or all those kalbonis, the kinizav and zavais mentioned in the Mishnah, the moisar is in dava. Moisar of Pesach, that's unique. That's used for shlamim. The leftover of the Asir Saif of Kohen Gadol, we have Machlaikis. Rabbi Yochanan says Yama Melech, and Reza says, has a din of a Moisar Chatas and goes on a Dava. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Omar, he said as follows, Al Do Olu, on this, Olu means he complained, he asked, Abba Barba, that was his name, he was actually the father of Shmuel. So he asked like this, the Irun Amran, they over there in Babel, they say like this, Menayin Sha Pesach Mishtan Al Shem Shlomo. But when do we learn that at Pesach can be converted to a shlom? Speaking, obviously, it's not on the Yudal Nisan, it's Shloi Bezmanai. Whether before Pesach or after Pesach, we're going to learn from the Pasuk that a Pesach can be diverted to shlom. How do we know this? Talmud Lomar, V'im min ha'atzoin korbonai lezevach shlom. We learn from here that anything, any Pesach, which comes from Tzoin, right? Tzoin is actually a father category. It includes two types. It's the light animals, the animals which can be either goats or sheep. So tzoin includes goats and sheep, which can be used, either one can be used for Korban Pesach. Kol shu min atzoin, any carbon, such as a Korban Pesach, which can be brought from tzoin, any type of tzoin, goats, sheep, Bo shlomim can also be turned into a shlom. So this is the mucker that a Pesach can be turned into a shlom. Of course, we're speaking that he's not doing the shchita l'shem Pesach. It's on Tu B'Shvat. If he does the l'shem Pesach, it's possible. Rather, he's doing the shchita for a shlomim, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara. In which case, since the Pesach is out of its zman, shleib zmanu, we learn from this pasuk, a Pesach reverts to shlom. Hey, Sevan, the Bnei Yeshiva asked like this. Why are you applying this strictly to the Pesach? A Pesach, which comes from tzoin, can be turned into a shlom. Hari oylem in atzoin. Oyl also comes from tzoin. And therefore, perhaps an oyl can also be turned into a shlom. Answers the Gemara, no. The Pasuk speaks about something which can only be brought from tzoin. Pesach can only be brought from goats or sheep. Cannot be brought from heavy animals like cows or bulls. Dovar she'ena ba'elam in atzoin. The Pasuk is specifically directed at Pesach, which can only be brought from tzoin. Yatzis oila, as opposed to an oila, she bafil when a barker. You can even use a heavy animal for it. And therefore, that's not what the Pasuk is speaking about. Hey, Seivan, they further asked, Hari Asham, perhaps the Pasuk is referring to Asham as well, which cannot be brought from Bakar, only a ram, a more mature sheep can be used for the Asham. So perhaps the Pasuk, which tells you that Minat Soin can be turned into a Shlamim, is referring to Asham as well. Amar Abun Barkana, Minat Soin. Pasuk says, Minat Soin, indicating that this is only applicable to Pesach, which for which you can use all types or varieties of tzayin. Sheep, goats. Dovah shubah mikol atzayin. So min is inclusive. All types of tzayin supply this carbon. Yatza asham, as opposed to asham, she'ena ba elemena el mavad. He's very limited. You can only make an asham from an aisle, a ram. So that's not what the pasuk is referring to. The pasuk that says you can turn the carbon into a shlam, evidently speaking only about Pesach, which you can make from a goat or a sheep, all types of tzayin. Says in 1 second, min hatzayin is all inclusive, all types of tzayin. Bechol asar, all over you say, at amar you say, min. Well, we have the word min. Lemait, it's coming to exclude. As we find all over Shas, min is an exclusionary term. V'kanat amar, v'kanat mar, mar is like amar. And here you say just the opposite, min l'rabbis. Min is an inclusive term, all types of tzayin. Amar of mana, hachinami, min l'mait. Here as well, min is actually coming to exclude something. V'imina tzayin means all forms of tzayin, all forms of light animals. Sheep, goats. But within these types, we have some restrictions as far as age and gender. Miut sheinu bo ben shtei shanim. A Pesach must be within a year. If it's past the year, it's possible. Miut sheinu bo ben nekeva. You can only bring it tzoyin zachar, but not nekeva. So if imen tzoyin means all types of tzoyin, and that's only applicable to Karban Pesach. Not oila, which comes from bakar. Not asham, which is only a ram. So evidently, it's only referring to Karban Pesach. The min is excluding age or gender-related variations. And certainly that is consistent with the Karban Pesach. So again, we learn from a pasuk that a Karban Pesach at times can be diverted to shlamim if it's shalei b'zman. Okay, the Vilna Gaon deletes the next line. And let's begin from the word bilvad on the next line. Hey, Sivan. So they asked further. Another kash. V'oksiv v'imanat soin karbonoi. Minakvasim amina izim lo'ayla. We have another pasuk. The carbon that comes minat soin is lo'ayla. Me'ata. Okay, so based on your approach, let's dash in this pasuk as follows. Moisra pesach bo'ayla. V'imanat soin, meaning the leftover pesach, which comes from tzoyin, is designated for oila. How do you know it's going to be diverted to shlamim? Maybe oila instead. Says Zimmer, okay, we have two options. What is the moiser pesach going to turn into? An shlamim, as in the first pasuk, or an oila, as in the second pasuk? Which one do we prefer? Amar Rabbi Abban, mishan and dava shul achila. We rather switch and divert and convert a pesach which is designated for achila. That's the whole purpose of the Karban Pesach, to eat it, to eat the avodah zarah of the mitzvah. So we rather take that, which is royal achila, and turn it into something else that's meant for achila, like a shlam, l'dava shul achila. Ein mishanin, but we don't switch dava shul achila, a pesach which is meant for achila, l'dava shein l'achila, to something which is not meant achila, such as an oil. So we convert edible to edible, rather than edible to inedible. That's why we prefer the first approach. Pesach will be turned into a shlamim. Rabbi Yosi bar Ribbon, another pshat. Why do we favor shlamim over oila? Misham kachim kalam, v'shem kachim kalam. We prefer switching the pesach, which is within the kachim kalam category, to another form of kachim kalam, shlamim. Ve'im misham kachim kalam, v'shem kachim kachim. Rather than converting the pesach, which is a kachim kalam, to oila, which is an entirely different category of kachim kachim. Okay, so at this point we learn from a pasuk, a Pesach, out of its prescribed time, whether before Yom Tov, after Yom Tov, can be converted into a shlam. Now, if you did the shechita, shalei b'zmanei, on Tu B'Shvat, l'shem Pesach, of course it's possible, because you can't have a Pesach now. The only time it's kosher is, let's say it's a week before Pesach. So he has to have in mind, this is not a Pesach. It's something else. And that's how it becomes a shlamim. Shaloi l'shmoi, doing the avoida for a different purpose, a purpose other than the Pesach. That is what actually helps it out. It uproots its Pesach status. It pulls it out of the Pesach realm, and now, by default, it falls into the Shlomim category, as we just mentioned in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Al Do Olil Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina had the following problem. He complained, he asked, De'inun Amrim, because they, in Bubble say, in a Pesach Mishtan Shem Shlomim, the only time a Pesach reverts to Shlomim is if he had that in mind. Elam Ken Shachte L'Shem Shlomim. If the Shechita was L'Shem Shlomim, that's when the Pesach turns into Shlomim. You have to have that positive element, that positive application. You have to apply the Shlomim status to it for it to become a Shlomim. It doesn't happen on its own. V'ani Oimer, but I, is Rav Chanina speaking, I say, no, afilu shachtu l'shem oila. You don't have to have a machshava l'shem shlomim. The Torah says, a Pesach shalei bizman, which was done shaloi l'shmoi, not for the sake of Pesach, is automatically a shlomim. So even if you had a machshava l'shem oila, that's okay. As long as it wasn't l'shem Pesach. Because the shlomim status is not applied by you. You're not a boss of this carbon. You don't have the right to divert it. The Torah says, a Pesach shalei bizmanet. If it's not l'shem Pesach, it's automatically a shlomim. So as long as he didn't have Pesach in mind, that is enough to make it a shlomim. So they held, you have to actively pursue the shlomim element here. You have to apply the shlomim aspect for it to become a shlomim. He said, no, as long as you remove the Pesach element, by default, it falls into a shlomim. Omer Bila, time of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's reason is as follows. All you need is to uproot the Pesach designation. That's all. That automatically turns into a shlom. The Pasuk says, Imin atzoin korbani lezevach shlom. We learn from here, Kol shu zevach bo shlom. As long as you had any carbon in mind during the shchit of this Pesach, just not Pesach, any other carbon in mind, Oila shlom, it automatically turns into a shlom. Okay. Says the Gemara, Umishtana. Let's say he switched the designation. He did the Shechita L'Shem Oil. L'machsheves P'sol. On top of that, he had a machsheves P'sol. We know that there's something called machsheves Pigel. I'm doing the Shechita with the intention of doing the Zrika tomorrow. That's not just Pasol, that's Pigel. Pigel has a higher status of P'sol. If one eats Pigel, it's Chayav Karas. But there's a requirement by Pigel. There's a condition. Pigel must be the only fault in the carbon. It must be properly executed except for the pigel machshava. Because if there's any other deficiency in the carbon, it doesn't become pigel. We're going to learn this by Hashem and the Gemara Zvachim. So now the Gemara is going to get involved in that question. Suppose I took my Pesach on Tu Bishvat, Shloi Bizmanoi, and I did it L'Shem Oila, plus I added another machshava. I'm doing L'Shem Oila, Al Manas, on condition that I'm going to do the Zrika tomorrow, which is machshava's pigel. Does it become pigel or not? So really, it depends on the question that we just discussed. When you take a Pesach, Shloi Bizman, and you say, I'm doing it L'Shem Oila, what is the halacha there? We have two shitas. If it's kosher, turns into a shlamim, then when you add a machshavas pigel, it makes it pigel, because there's no other deficiency other than machshavas pigel. That's called pigel. But if you hold like the Chacham and Eretz Yisrael, the Inun Amrin, they held no. The only time Pesach turns into a Shlomim, if you had Shlomim in mind, if you had Oil in mind, the Pesach is possible. So in this case, if you had that additional Machsheves Pigel, I'm going to be Zerg the Dam tomorrow, that's not Pigel. Because there's another fault to the carbon, aside from the Pigel Machsheves. That can't be Pigel. So that's how the Gemara is going to conclude. It's a simple calculation. Hi Chavida says, what exactly did he do here? Shachta l'shem oila. He took the Pesach. He did the Shechita for the sake of oila. Al manas lizruk dam l'machar, on condition to do the Zrika tomorrow. Mikomo klem pasul. Says the Gemara, but either way it's pasul. Because even if it's not pigel, it's still pasul when he had a machshava to do the Zrika tomorrow. Says what he writes. I know it's pasul, but I want to know if it's pigle. Is there any other psul in the carbon aside from the pigle? Well, that depends on our previous discussion. In Tamar, if you'll say mishtana l'machsheves, that when you do the Pesach for the sake of an oila, it is pasul, then it can't become pigle. And we add a word here. Einoi pigle. It's not pigle. Because if it already has a psul aside from the machsheves pigle, that can't become pigle. And here it does, because the Pesach is already pasul because you had oil in mind. That's one approach. But according to the other shita, that a Pesach done l'shem oil is automatically a shlomim, then it's perfectly kosher. And since you had an additional machshava of pigle to do the zrika tomorrow, that is full-fledged pigle. In Tamar, if you'll say ein mishtan al machshavas psul, that when you switch it to the oil, it's not pasul. Ein mishtan machshavas pasul. It's actually a carbon kosher. Because it's a Pesach Shalei Lishmoy and becomes a Shlomim, then yeah, yes indeed, Pigel. When you had a Machshava to do Zrika tomorrow, that becomes Pigel. So this question really depends on our previous discussion. It says, Malishmoy v'Shalei Lishmoy v'Shayi Mois Hashem. Suppose he has his Korban Pesach, it's on Tu B'Shvat. And he did the Shechita for the sake of Pesach and also for the sake of a Shlomim. He had both Machshavas in mind. L'shmoy v'shalo l'shmoy, b'shayi mois Hashem. What happens now? On account of the first part of the machshava, l'shmoy should be pasul. You take a Pesach and you do the shechita l'shem Pesach on Tu B'Shvat, it's pasul. But the fact that you had that additional shalo l'shmoy element, that's really machshir it. So which one do we follow? Rabbi Bun Bar Chia said in the name of b'shem shmo bar Abba. Mikivin she'en l'shem, since it has no l'shma, because he had a machshava shalo l'shmoy here, it's kosher. Nasu kesheched l'shmoy, v'shelo l'shmoy b'shchita, b'shtika, v'ukasha. It's like a Pesach on Tu B'Shvat, where he does the shchita shelo l'shmoy. The truth is that there is a l'shmoy element here. Why? Because every Pesach is meant for Pesach. It's stoma for Pesach. It's designated for Pesach. Nevertheless, when you do the shchita shelo l'shmoy, it's machshav the karm. The Shiloh Lishmoy overrides the Lishmoy aspect. And since it's Shiloh Lishmoy, now Pesach is kosher. So just as Lishmoy, Lishloh Lishmoy b'shtik, meaning when there was no explicit Lishmoy, it was implied, it was meant for Lishmoy, but then he did a Shiloh Lishmoy. He did the Shechita for the sake of Hashlam. The Shiloh Lishmoy element comes and fixes things up. It overrides and negates Lishmoy, and it's considered Pesach Shiloh Lishmoy, and therefore it's kosher Lishem Shlam. Here as well. Even though he said Lishmoy, but since he added Shlo Lishmoy as well, the Shlo Lishmoy cancels out the Lishmoy, it overrides it, and we treat it like a Pesach Shlo Lishmoy, which is Kash, it's a Shlomim. Amr Leis, they told him, in Kainu, if that's the case, let's stretch it a bit further. Afilu Shachta Lishmoy, even in the case where he did the Shechita Lishem Pesach, which is a problem. But he added, Amanas, with the intent to do the Zrika, Lizrik Dama Shlo Lishmoy, to do the Zrika Shlo Lishmoy. Here it's a bit different because the Shlo Lishmoy is far away from the Lishmoy. It's related to a different part of the Avoda. Shall we say it can come back and override the Lishmoy of the Shechita and make it kosher now? Yasa Mishor Rishona. Shall we view it initially? Kishoyta Lishmoy v'Shlo Lishmoy v'Shtika? Like the case of Lishmoy and Shlo Lishmoy v'Shtika. The Gemara is simply calling it, using this phrase, Lishmoy v'Shlo Lishmoy v'Shtika, because that was the father example, that was the catchphrase here. Meaning, your typical Pesach Shlo Lishmoy is where there's a shtika of Lishmoy, it's meant for Lishmoy, and since he added the Shlo Lishmoy, it's kosher. And therefore the Gemara says, even if he said Lishmoy, but since he added the Shlo Lishmoy during that same shchita, it's kosher. Says the Gemara, perhaps we'll take it a step further. In the case where he did the shchita Lishmoy, which is problematic, but he did it amanas to do the zrika Shlo Lishmoy, that Shlo Lishmoy aspect could come back in, override, cancel out the Lishmoy, even though he's far away, he's by the Zrika. Perhaps you can compare the two things, via Ikasha, and we'll treat it like a Pesach Shlo Lishmoy, which is a Shlam and Kasha. Should we say that? Omar Rabbi Abba Mari, you can't compare the two things. Ma Noimar, certainly we say, in the first case, Bishtika, when the Shlo Lishmoy took place, during the Shechita, it certainly undoes the designation, the Lishma designation of the carbon, and therefore it's Kasha. Oh, you know, but you can't say that now, case. B'shtika, when the Shlo Lishmoy of the Zrika is going to undo the lishma designation of the shechita. Over here, certainly, it's too far away from it. Possible, therefore, it's possible because it's considered like lishmoy. A Pesach lishmoy, non erev Pesach is possible. So in summary, a Pesach shleib is mani, which was nishchat l'shem Pesach is possible. L'shem shlomim becomes a shlomim. What about l'shem oila? A machlekes. Some say it's still kasher because it was not l'shem Pesach. Others say it's possible because it could only be a shlomim when you had shlomim in mind. If either the shchita l'shem Pesach and also shleib lishmoy, all agree it's kasher. It's a shlomim. The shleib lishmoy overrides l'shmoy, but if the shchita was a shmoy, lizrek dam shleib lishmoy. In this case, the shleib lishmoy doesn't relate to the shchita, and it remains l'shmoy, and it's possible. So, in today's daf, we learned about the leftover funds. Sometimes it's chulin, sometimes it's nedava. We learned how the masa shekel is mechaper for the masa egel. We learned that a Pesach reverts into a shlomim. Kol tov and hatzlacha rabba.